الحمد لله، إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم على سيدنا محمدٍ وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم بتقوى الله وطاعته، إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. وقال الله تعالى: إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان. وقال الله تعالى: الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: دع ما يريبك إلى ما لا يريبك، فإن الصدق ضمأنينة وإن الكذب ريبة. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له، ولا دين لمن لا عهد له. صدق رسول الله ونطق حبيب الله. Dear brothers and sisters, may Allah's blessings and mercy be upon us. We thank Allah. We believe in Him. We rely upon Him alone. We ask for His help. We seek refuge in Him from the evils of our actions. Dear respected brothers and sisters, in addition to the dimension of faith and worship, the Holy Quran often mentions moral principles as well. Moral principles are the basic values that remind human beings that they are responsible beings and will make them perfect human being. The exemplary society that Islam envisages is a morally developed society. In other words, the character of the Muslim individual and society is essentially based on faith and morality. The creation of human beings in the best form is connected with their ability in exhibiting ethical behavior in line with Allah's consent. When we speak about ethics, one of the first qualities to be mentioned is to be trustworthiness in word and deed. The basis of human affairs is trustworthiness. As the Quran informs us, the primary purpose of Allah in dividing people into different nations and societies is to get to know each other closely and to establish close relationship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran: يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا.
O mankind, we have created you from a male and a female, and made you into races and tribes, so that you may get to know one another. Our Lord clearly wishes us to establish friendship between different human groups. The human being as a social being survives within a certain community and based on certain rules. It is necessary to share our differences, achievements, and experiences with other people and be in solidarity in order to build a more civilized, peaceful, and prosperous world. In a sense, humans need each other. The human beings, the only creature capable of establishing law and order on the earth, can fulfill this responsibility only by knowing each other and developing relationships. All of these, in the context of Allah's wish in the verse above mentioned, can only be shaped and put into practice through trust. People who trust and give confidence to each other can only build peaceful, fair and strong societies and be beneficial to humanity. Dear Muslims, in Islamic teaching, the notion of trustworthiness was illustrated in the person of the prophets in the best form. When we have a look at the lives of the prophets, we first see that the messengers of Allah were known as reliable individuals. Mostly, the oppression and hostile attitudes against them are a result of astonishment, uneasiness, and fear in the face of the divine messages. In the Quran, we can never see any people who are positively or negatively indifferent to the existence, messages, and conveyings of the prophets. In fact, those who rejected the divine call understood that the prophets are straightforward and realize their influence on people. But unfortunately, they regarded the divine orders they faced as a threat against their established traditions. For that reason, they took the prophets seriously and created public opinion against them. In the Quran, when the stories of the prophets Nuh, Salih, Lut, and Shu'aib are mentioned, we are told that each of them are trustworthy messengers sent to their people. Let us reflect on the call of the Prophet Ibrahim to his people. Instead of ignoring him, his people tried to oppress and even kill him. The similar situation is valid for Prophet Musa. In fact, the messages and evidences revealed by the prophets were completely reasonable to human mind, nature, and conscience. In this case, the only option for those who insisted on denial and preferred this world to the hereafter was the oppression and isolation policy towards the prophets and their followers. So, each and every one of the prophets had an effect on believers and non-believers with the confidence that they showed and by being straightforward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ صُدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. Mention in the book the story of Ibrahim. Indeed, he was a man of truth and a prophet. The king of Egypt, when he wanted to give the prophet Yusuf an important and senior position in his kingdom, said, إِنَّكَ الْيَوْمَ لَدَيْنَا مَكِينٌ أَمِينٌ Today you are with us, well-placed, fully trusted. The Prophet Musa, when addressing the Pharaoh and his men, said, إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ I am truly a trustworthy messenger to you. Similar to the other messengers of Allah, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was first of all known for his trustworthiness. One of the sworn enemies of the Prophet, Abu Jahl, is from those who confessed the Prophet's honesty. He told him, I am not saying you are lying, but I don't approve the message you brought. This is clearly a rebellion and denial against Allah, although he sees the truth and the straight path. It is narrated that the following verse was revealed on this occasion.
فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ
It is not you whom they reject, but the transgressors actually deny the signs of Allah. In another example, when the Byzantine emperor of the time asked Abu Sufyan, who had not yet become Muslim, if the Prophet had ever lied or not, Abu Sufyan said, we have never heard that he lied. Dear brothers and sisters, fortunately, we as believers today have considerable literature that proves the exemplary life of the Prophet. We know that the Prophet ﷺ was first of all an honest person, an honest father, an honest spouse, an honest friend. This trait of his was so obvious that even those who were hostile towards him trusted the Prophet. They even deposited their valuable items such as gold and jewel with the Prophet. Thanks to his morals, as we all know, our beloved Prophet was named as Muhammadul Amin, Muhammad, the trustworthy, by all the people, believers or non-believers. So, to what extent can we, the Islamic world, form a society of trust today? Do we have trustworthiness qualification that a true Muslim must have? Are we able to demonstrate a continuous, consistent, and reliable religious and social life that everyone takes as an example? We should often ask these questions to ourselves. A mu'min who obeys and trusts their Lord with a complete submission and takes the life of the Prophet ﷺ as a role model should be well aware of the qualities such as trustworthiness and righteousness. One of the beautiful names of Allah is Al-Mu'min. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who fulfills the promise to the sincere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the same name for his obedient servants. This means a heavy responsibility. The Muslim individual who is given the title mu'min by their Lord is honest and makes the environment they live in a safe society. At this point, the blessed city Mecca, which is called Baldatul Amin, safe town because of sacredness, should be the source of inspiration for all of us in building a society of trust. Being trustworthy and honest are both human and religious responsibilities. This beautiful character makes a person respectable within society, consistent in word and behavior, and happy. On the other hand, describing ourselves as Muslim is promising to adhere strictly to fundamental ethical values. This verse shows us how big our responsibility is.
فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ.
So be steadfast as you are commanded. This warning is directly for the Prophet ﷺ. This statement should really shake us up and refresh us. This warning leads us to deep reflection. The Muslim is the one from whose tongue and hand the people are safe. The Prophet warns against deceiving people by saying, whoever deceives us is not one of us. He specified such a criteria when he mentioned his longing for an ideal Islam society. This criteria is that a woman should be able to come from Hira to Mecca to perform tawaf at the Kaaba without fearing nobody but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person in a community needs trust. There is no chaos and disorder among trustworthy people. Credibility has the power to positively influence people easily. When sense of trust develops, solidarity and social welfare increase. The families that form the core of society survive through trust. Trust removes suspicion, chaos, corruption, hostility, and misperceptions. Rather, it brings tranquility, peace, loyalty, fraternity, and happiness. Trust is a primary requirement for all kinds of developments. Each person should make effort to build and develop an environment of trust and should build all human relations upon trust. Social trust depends on the administrator, scholar, and ordinary citizen fulfilling their responsibilities sincerely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O believers, be mindful of Allah and stand with those who are true. The unity built on trust, faithfulness, and righteousness has the potential to carry humanity forward in all spheres and play an essential role in moral renewal. The result of trustworthiness in this world is tranquility and goodness, and the result of trustworthiness in the hereafter is success and God's pleasure. Our Lord promises to help His servants who are determined to acquire this quality. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. O believers, be mindful of Allah and say what is right. He will bless your deeds for you and forgive your sins. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَذَا يَوْمُ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ. This is the day when the truthful will benefit from their truthfulness. Like our Prophet said, truthfulness leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to paradise. Falsehood lead to evil doing, and wickedness leads to hell. What is expected from a mu'min who invokes their Lord by praying, guide us to the straight path, is to show determination in being on the straight path and standing with those who are true. Dear believers, let us take our beloved Prophet known as Muhammad the Trustworthy as an example and guide. Let us try to be an ummah worthy of him. Let us know that our Lord will not disgrace us as long as we are on the truth. أَلَا إِنَّ أَحْسَنَ الْكَلَامِ وَأَبْلَغَ النِّظَامِ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ الْمَلِكِ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلَّامِ
كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى في الكلام وإذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون. الحمد لله حمد الكاملين والصلاة والسلام على رسولنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين تعظيما لنبيه وتكريما لفخامة شان شرف صفيه. فقال عز وجل من قائل مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ارض عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين سيدنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى بقية الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين. اللهم أيد كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين. اللهم ثبت أقدامنا على الصراط المستقيم. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم نور قلوبنا بأنوار محبتك وذكرك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد رحمة عامة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله اتقوا الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقيم الصلاة.